would like to address all of you this evening. I will talk a little bit about Dolanda Mahaprabhu's discovery of Sri Dhammaradakut, and afterwards I want to actually take you on a little adventure journey. It's called Braj Roaming, or wandering at will through the 12 forests of Vrindavan. We have prepared something for you. So would you like to start? With your permission.
Okay, thank you, all my friends. Very cool. Thank you. Well,
the whole Sangha Mela this year has been placed under one philosophical subject matter. It's Udipans. Udipans are those things which stimulate and awaken extended love of Krishna. Someone who comes across an Udipan is like someone who steps on a live wire and rapid electricity and when he contacts this this thing which you call Udipan, the response can only be compared to someone who steps on such a live wire and gets electrically surcharged. Rupa Goswami writes about this by giving certain examples. He says, Udipans are those things that awaken ecstatic love. For instance, Krishna's qualities, his activities, the decorations on his face, like his smile, his fragrance, the flute, the bugle, the sound of his ankle bells, the conchion. But also devotees stimulate this. Places of his residence, his favorite plant, the marks on his feet, and also the observance of fasts and vows that are associated with devotion to him. Some of us are regularly going to Vrindavan Dham and observe the regulations for the month of Kartik and find out as they do this that something arises or awakens in their heart which was previously dormant or sleeping. In this world we find many Udipans used by the advertisement company. It's known if you have a product and you want to sell it, you have no idea how to stimulate the eagerness of the customers to buy it. Put a beautiful lady there who smiles with freshly cleansed teeth, and then to cover the bad smell, and then everyone is arisen, awakened, motivated for action, and buys your product. And so all the time in this world we are surrounded by Maya's distractions which make our thoughts flow in one direction. If we want our thoughts to flow to Krishna, we need to put Udipans around our senses of perception, and we will smile in happiness because something which was dormant, the sleeping or dormant love of Godhead gets awakened. Now, it's important to note that someone who is pure will be more quicker arisen to Krishna consciousness when he enters a room like this. He will see the peacock feathers and the flutes. I think if Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would enter this room, he would start to dance in ecstasy and he would embrace the pillar with the creeper and would say, "Oh creeper, you grow in Vrindavan Dham, give me love of Godhead," and so on. Someone who is very pure can easily conduct the potency of Udipan. It's just like a very pure copper wire has no difficulties to conduct the flow of electricity. But depending on the impurities which are covering the soul can maybe be not so quickly arisen when it's covered with such obstacles. But no matter what is the level of someone, when he comes to Vrindavan Dham and sees the Yamuna and the Govardhan, these act as stimulants or udipans to awaken ecstatic love of Godhead. And even neophytes who have just a little faith can immediately make substantial advancement in Krishna consciousness. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entered the forest of Vrindavan at Agravan, this particular forest, and he saw the cows, the parrots, and the peacocks, he was rolling on the ground in ecstasy and begged the plants for love of Godhead, because he had contacted udipans. I think that if you understand the meaning of udipans in your life, you can transform your apartment and your house and your immediate surroundings in such a way that everything will stimulate you in Krishna consciousness, and you won't be in Maya even in London or Frankfurt or Berlin. If you understand this and apply it, it will be very, very nice. In Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's whole, let me say, yes, Birkin, his, what he did in this world was a witness to the power of udipans. For instance, once in Puri, Pratapa Rudra Maharaj, who wanted to meet the Lord, sent his little boy, the prince, Yuvaraj, to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He dressed the prince in a yellow dhoti and put a flute in his head. And when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw this little boy, he immediately embraced him saying, "Krishna, Krishna, Krishna," gave him tremendous spiritual, ecstasy. Similarly, when someone comes to Vrindavan Dham, I will show you a few slides which are really wonderful. I have never seen such slides of Vrindavan before. You will see how, with a little faith, I don't expect all of you to roll on the floor, but you will see something wonderful is happening to you.
I will go and look at it through my... So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this is how where we start today, came to Vrindavan, after he had visited a few holy places, he wanted to see the supermost holy place, Sridham Radhakund. It is here in Radhakund that the divine couple meet without any obstacles or for a long amount of time. 6 hours throughout the day they are together, and there is no one who disturbs their meeting. No Yatila, no Abhimanyu, not even Yashoda, Nanda, the Sakas are guys that are coming there. Only those who are in Madhurya are at that time there, the Sakis and the Manjaris, and they assist the divine couple. Divine couple engages in all kinds of loving pastimes. One of them is that when Krishna swims over Radhakund, and Radharani takes her hands around his neck and is drawn by Krishna over the Kund. Sometimes Srimati Radharani hides from Krishna in a cluster of golden lotus flowers because her face is like one of these golden lotus flowers. Krishna cannot find Radha any longer. All of a sudden he sees a line of black bees and he understands Radha must be nearby, because these bees wouldn't be here if they wouldn't be eager to catch the honey-like fragrance which comes from her beautiful lips. So by the black bees, Krishna knows my Radha is hiding there and finds Radha. Then Krishna swims across the Radhakund and hides in a cluster of blue lotus flowers. And Radha tries to find him, but because his face looks like a blue lotus flower, she can't until a monkey is over the branches. It's in the branches of a tree and points towards Krishna. He's hiding here. Great devotees of Krishna have talked at length about this dearmost pastime place of Radha and Krishna. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur describes the supreme attractiveness of Radha Krishna.
I think, he says, that when Radha saw Krishna, she melted with ecstasy and thus assumed the liquid state of the waters of Radhakund. In the same way, when Krishna saw Radha, he too melted in ecstasy and became the waters of Radhakund. This way, these two lakes wear the names and qualities of the divine couple. Shining with happiness, the devotees bathe in these two lakes. Shining with happiness, the devotees bathe in these two lakes. I think these two lakes are the divine couple's love. They who are fortunate bathe there. because bathing there is like bathing in that transcendental love. And during his pilgrimage, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arrived at the village Aritgram. He asked the residents, "People, tell me, where's Radhakund and where is Syamakund?" But the people had forgotten there are these two lakes which are composed of the melted love of the divine couple. Yeah. It needed God himself to find the godly lakes. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went out to the rice fields and marked one little pond in the rice field. It was like a little bit more water than you find normally at the rice fields. And he called out, "Iha Radhakund, Iha Syamakund." And he jumped into these puddles of water, bathed with transcendental happiness. And then, after he came out, decorated his body with the mud of Radhakund. Later, these kunds were excavated by Raghunath Das Goswami. And I would like to tell you a little bit about this
Goswamis.
But first I want to talk about the glories of Srimati Radhika. Once Prabhupada said, "She is so dear to Krishna. Everyone is trying to love Krishna. But Krishna is trying to love somebody. How great she is. Just try to understand. The whole world, the whole universe, all living entities are trying to love Krishna. Krishna prema is so valuable. But Krishna is after Radharani. Just try to understand the greatness of Radharani. She's so great. We have to offer our respects." And then he offered the respect. "I request you to join." Tapta kanchana gaurangi radhe vrindavaneshwari nishabhanu suredevi ratnamani hari. To approach Krishna is only possible through devotional service. A devotional service is a manifestation, a divine manifestation from Srimati Radharani. Through Radharani, Krishna can be approached. Through her mercy, it becomes so easy. Bhakti is never an activity of the material world. It is directly under the control of Radharani. A devotee who wants to reach Krishna therefore places himself under this divine energy, under Radharani. Devim, there's a shloka, Mahatmanas, Tumam Bhakta Devim, Prakriti Maharshita, the great souls, they are taking shelter under the divine potency of Srimati Radharani. Radha is so great that in Vrindavan you will find all the devotees chant more Radha's name than Hare Krishna's name. Prabhupada said, wherever you go in Vrindavan, you will find the devotees are dressing. Jai Radhe. You will find them in Vrindavan. They are more interested in continuing their worship of Radharani. The Prabhupada would sometimes be on the morning board. He saw rickshaw drivers, and they stopped their rickshaw, got down from the rickshaw, took off their shoes, offered their obeisances, and when they came up, they addressed Prabhupada, Jai Radhe. And Prabhupada very happily greeted the back with this address. When Prabhupada arrived in Vrindavan, no, in America, when he first came to America, he wrote an arrival address. He said, my dear brothers, you cannot get success in Krishna consciousness unless you worship Srimati Radharani. A very nice example of what it means to take shelter in Radharani and what it means to cry for Krishna is the example of Raghunath Das Goswami. He was a son of a rich landowner, but his mind was not set on the riches of his father and uncle. He had met Haridas Thakur when he was about 15 and had heard about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And all this time, after he had heard first about Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he had developed the desire to meet Chaitanya, but his father was not allowing it. His father feared that he will join Mahaprabhu's movement. And he's Maoki's son. Only a little later, he allowed Raghunath, who was every day asking his father, he said, okay, then you go. You go, but I will send 10 armed soldiers with you. If you don't come back, the soldiers will bring you back. Raghunath said yes. And he served Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for 3 or 4 days before he left the Navadvipa area back to Puri. This one meeting was enough to give him a certain restlessness in the heart. When you sincerely read about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when you meditate about his form, you might hear in your dreams first and calling, oh Krishna, oh Nanda, Nanda, Nanda. But as you hear more about Gauranga Mahaprabhu, you will hear Mahaprabhu's calling for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu even when you are awake. And then after some time, you will not like to go to your school or work. Anyway, you will want to follow the path of the golden avatar. So Raghunath Das Goswami could, after quite some time, finally escape his home and came to Puri, where he joined Gauranga Mahaprabhu and stayed, listen to this, 15 years next to Gauranga Mahaprabhu. He was the only one of the 6 Goswamis who had 15 to 16 years continuous association with Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Then one day, the terrible news struck Puri. The news where that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and danced in the total Gopinath temple. And in the ecstasy of his dance, he had run to the altar and disappeared in the deity. The only thing which was left from him was his chatta. And there is a samadhi in the temple, Total Gopinath temple, a chatta samadhi. There is samadhi, the chatta is put into the samadhi. When Raghunath Das Goswami heard about Gauranga Mahaprabhu's disappearance, he thought very deeply. And this very thought, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given me Govardhan in the form of a Shila. This is Krishna. He has given me a Gunja necklace which represents Radha. With this, he has pointed out that my final and ultimate shelter lies. And thinking like this, crying all the way, Ha Gauranga, Ha Gauranga, Ha Gauranga, Raghunath Das Goswami went to Vrindavan, where he wanted to climb Govardhan and plunge himself, jump down from Govardhan and take ultimate shelter at Govardhan. So as he was stumbling towards Vrindavan, he was very thin. He could only cry. Finally he arrived at Vrindavan, determined to commit Atmahatya or suicide. Gauranga Mahaprabhu, who had disappeared from the world, decided to appear again in the hearts of Rupa and Sanatana. And he said to them, my Rupa and my Sanatana, soon the young man will come. You have to save him from killing himself. His name is Raghunath. Went to Govardhan and dated. Finally they saw the young man Raghunath Das Goswami, who was determined to climb Giriraj. Only one time in his life he wanted to climb to jump. And they stopped him. Sanatana Goswami said, oh listen Raghunath, I also wanted to commit suicide once. When my body was covered with oozing wounds and Gauranga Mahaprabhu would embrace me regularly, I felt my body is useless. It only makes the body of the Lord dirty. The slime and everything comes on him. I don't want to stay on this planet. I will jump before the wheels of Jagannath and take my life. And Gauranga Mahaprabhu, who knows what is happening in the mind of everyone, came to me and said, if I could achieve Krishna by suicide, I would have killed myself 1,000 times. But it doesn't work. Also, you must know that the body which you have is not your body. It's my body. If you destroy another's property, you are a criminal. You have no right to take what is mine. Keep your body. I need to do very important work through you. And so Sanatana said, therefore I order you in the name of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, don't take your life. Instead you should go to the banks of Radhakund. You should excavate the kund. Yeah. And you should give every day talks about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu because you were the one who saw his pastimes. In this way, Raghunath Goswami, who was ordered to take shelter at Radhakund, gave every day lectures. Do you know how long they were? 3 to 4 hours, sometimes 4.5 hours. If you get bored with 1 hour, yes, you have many things to learn. The world of eagerness. Do you know who was sitting in the audience? Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, who took notes and compiled his Chaitanya Charitamrita based on the lectures of Raghunath Das Goswami, who had seen the Lord in Puri. Now, when Raghunath was there, he did an amazing sadhana. After the disappearance of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he stopped eating anything else. He only took milk and fruit. When Sanatana Goswami, who had saved his life, disappeared, he only had every day a cup of buttermilk. And when Rupa Goswami left the world, he didn't eat anything, didn't drink anything except for some water. He stayed 40 years at Radhakund and gave an example of austere bhajans. He chanted every day a minimum of 64 rounds, but mostly 120 rounds. He worshipped Radha and Krishna in his mind through smaran meditation. And he continued his Giriraj Seva. Each day he took 3 baths at Radhakund. He paid 1,000 dandavats to Krishna each day and 2,000 to the Vaishnavas. 3,000 dandavats. Do you know how long he slept? 90 minutes a day. 1.5 hours. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says his real achievement is he showed ecstatic love, how to worship Radha Krishna, ecstatic love. And at the end of his stay in this world, he wrote a book. When you hold the book in your hand, it seems the book is crying, "Oh Radha, oh Radha." And when you hold it a little longer in your heart, in your hand, best in your heart, then there are teardrops coming from the book. It is such a guidebook for devotees who wish to learn to enter the school of crying for Krishna, for Radha, actually. I want to give you a little insight into the book. He starts his book by saying, a certain maidservant. How does she say that? Her heart overwhelmed by love, laments, with a heart burning with the fire of separation. Raghunath Das Goswami is referring to himself not in his male identity as an elderly sannyasi or renunciant sannyasi Baba living in the banks of Radhakund. He says a certain maidservant, referring to himself in his spiritual identity as Rati or Tulsi Manjari. And he says, I came here, Radharani, in the hopes of attaining you, but you have not shown yourself to me. Now I'm drowning in the ocean of separation. Please come with the safe boat of your lotus feet and save this person who is destined to drown in the ocean of separation. Then he feels, maybe this is not clear enough, and gives another verse. He says, I was walking down the path, then I saw a black snake, the black snake of separation from you, who bit me. And the poison is now coming, it's moving up. It has already moved to my heart. If it only moves 10 centimeters more, it reaches my throat, and then I will die. Now there's only one medicine, the luck, or the color which you use to paint your feet red. Please give me the dust from these red lotus feet and revive my life. Then Raghunathas Goswami thinks, well, perhaps I'm already dead. My ghost is speaking here. So he says that, Radha, I'm dead. Bring me back to life by looking at me. Just like Shukracharya looked at the dead asuras and revived them. Please look at me from the corners of your eyes. He gives many analogies, but where he expresses his intense eagerness to get the mercy of Radha. My dear devotees, if you ever want to come to the stage of Krishna consciousness, you will have to become rich. Rich in coins of eagerness. There's a lot of eagerness. Not be half dead about your spiritual aspirations, but be fully alive and eager to reach the lotus feet of your Ishta Devatas. Very important. Some of you look half dead. They are self-absorbed in an illusion. The illusion of their minds and their problems. And each day they have 20,000 thoughts about their own minds. Leave that prison, that mental prison, and engage your mind not in self-absorption or narcissism, as psychology calls it, but in the thought of Radha and Krishna. And then you have a chance to be freed from the miseries which is projected by your mind. The Goswamis to make Radhakut into a place of pilgrimage, which Raghunathas Goswami fulfilled. He went there, he spent all his life, the rest of his life, 40 plus years at the bank of Radhakut. And he finally wrote this masterpiece, one of his masterpieces, Milap Kushamanjali. I have recited some verses. It is Bouquet of Lamentations. From there, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu moved in the direction of Govardhan town, and when he arrived at the lake of flowers, Kusum Sarova, he saw Giriraj for the first time coming out of the ground. And he went to Giriraj and embraced him as Krishna. In the opinion of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Giriraj is Krishna himself. When he gave Giriraj as a Shila to Lord Raghunathas Goswami, he gave Krishna to him. He said he should bathe him every day with a little water. That water bath means bhava, you know, with deep, deep devotional emotions. He should offer tulsi manjaris, and some say that manjaris, 8 manjaris are the servants of the 8 sakis. So, and he gave the Gunja Mala, which represents Radha. So you have Krishna, Radha, and the Asta sakis. The complete picture, the yoga beat, is all there in the version which Gauranga Mahaprabhu introduced to Raghunathas Goswami taught. And followers of Gauranga Mahaprabhu like to see Giriraj as Krishna in the same way in which he introduced the version.
Hare Krishna, Thank you.